You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, we have an awesome episode coming. Before we get started, I want to talk about our sponsor, MeUndies.com. You've heard me talk about them before. I'm going to talk about them again because I love their product. I am wearing them right now. They're great feeling underwear that comes in cool designs and styles, and you can get some for yourself for a deal. Go to MeUndies.com/TFM and get 20% off your first order and free shipping. You save even more when you buy a pack of them. Also, MeUndies isn't just for guys. They just launched their All of Me Women's Collection, a four-piece line of undies designed specifically for the female body in all its complex, gorgeous as hell glory. Go check out MeUndies.com/TFM. Get 20% off your first purchase and free shipping. And enjoy today's episode. Hello and welcome to TFM Podcast. This is Jay Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your questions, your stories. Keep spreading the word. TFMPodcast@gmail.com. That is our email. You can send in whatever you'd like. TFMPodcast@gmail.com. We'll give you some advice. We'll hear your stories. I'm going to get right into it today. I'm really excited about our guest today. Such a funny comic. Bill Dawes, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man.
I really appreciate it. You know, we were just talking before we got started that we met. I met you when I first started comedy. And, I watched you at the Laugh Factory in L.A. And I was like, oh, this guy's awesome. He's like a dude doing comedy. And, you know, sometimes you don't meet people like that in comedy. Yeah. You're like, oh, there's another guy that doesn't know how to shake hands and stuff. And you were like just a real guy.
Yeah.
You seem like the perfect person to come and influence the youngins of America.
Oh, this is awful.
This will be great. But thank you for coming on.
Yeah, man. Looks like beer.
Awesome. You guys can find Bill on Twitter at Bill Dawes, BILLDAWES. You were also in the movie, I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell, the Tucker Max movie. What was that like?
Did you see it, by the way?
I never saw it. I write for like Total Frat Movie. I've written for Bro Bible. Anytime you're a guy who's writing for any guy-centered website, they'll be like, just like Tucker Max, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, I don't know. I've never really read his stuff. I don't know if it's the same.
The thing, you never read the book.
Never read.
The book is actually great.
Yeah.
The book is really, really funny. And actually, I met Tucker because
it could not be funny with how big it got.
Yeah.
You know, it's great. I'm sure it's great.
Well, he just compiled stories for years, like 10 years, and he made a book out of it that no one was really doing, but it was all stories that, like, if you were in a frat or you went to college at all, you ever had your penis inside a vagina, you were like, I get it. So, but I met him because I was commissioned to do a rewrite on this film.
Yeah.
And I went to the humor section at Barnes & Noble because I was like, I need some inspiration.
Something,
And all the books in the humor section were like, 100 ways that cats poop on dogs, dog shit, and poopy fart. And it's like all like multicolor rainbow. And there's this black book that just said, I hope they serve beer in hell. That's literally my exposure to it. And I
was
it stood out from everything. So I took it out and said, my name's Tucker Max. I'm an asshole. I was like, I'm buying this book.
Yeah, it's hilarious like how far we've come.
Yeah.
Now there's just websites devoted to being an asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and he's probably the beginning of all this.
Yeah, and this was like 2000. I just started comedy. So it was like 2004, 2005. And he lives in New York City. So I actually reached out to him.
Okay.
His email. And I said, hey, I have a show called Bill Dawes College Night at the Laugh Factory in New York. You want to come? Like, I'll get you a bottle and all this bullshit. And so he actually came.
Oh, really?
But he actually said, he goes, I'd heard about you because I was, I don't want to brag, guys. Don't get jelly. But I was, at one point, I was the number one blogger on MySpace.
The number one?
Well, I was number one. You know, I had like weekly ratings.
It shows you how much this shit that like we all care about matters.
Oh, like, I thought it was like,
you're like Twitter. You're like, oh, I got this many followers on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. And then you're like, well, MySpace. And we're like, what? Why are you talking
Twitter
about
actually,
those graves?
Twitter actually like matters to a degree. Like there's some sort of like industry cares about how many followers. But MySpace, like the fact that I was like the number one blog on MySpace, I was like, you know, took photos of it and like, said, hey, guy, you know. I want to thank my fans, you know, all that fucking bullshit. No one gives a shit. I'm not going to get an HBO series on my fucking MySpace blog. Yeah. So, but he had heard about my writing. So he hired me to write on his, he had a blog consortium called Rudius Media.
Okay.
So I wrote on that with a few other people. And it was just like stories like going to Iraq and different things like that. But when I met Tucker for the first time, I just remember like, you want, because he wasn't a hero, but you want your guys, your dudes to be like a dude.
Like you wanted him to like really bring it.
And he like created dude from something that wasn't dude.
I got you. So he's not exactly the guy in that stories that maybe has been fluffed up to be.
First of all, his he has hands like fucking, he has like carny hands. His little ass.
Didn't see this coming.
His little fucking crazy little carny.
Okay.
Like if a girl had these hands, I'd be like, wow, my dick would look so big in your yeah. in your hands. That's how small.
That's
so,
how you judge hand sizes, how big your dick would look in it. It's like, whoa, that that's can't why, that's, ever go out with you. That my dick ain't going to match up to that pinky.
Yeah, like Caitlyn Jenner now. Like, yeah. Look how pretty she is. Really, she's pretty.
Yeah, here's that handshake.
Olympic javelin fucking hands. Fuck that.
Yeah.
So, but he had really small hands. And then, like, he, of course, he's a megalomaniac. So then he's like, I have an average sized penis. And you're like, which means it's fucking minuscule.
Yeah.
So,
I say that mine's a strong medium. So, I mean, that means mine's, you know, probably bigger than that. But, yeah, whatever.
I'm sure. I mean, not that I know, God. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. So he was just kind of like, and he was just sort of like a little, he had like a little bit of a lisp and voice a little bit high pitched.
Just wasn't what you imagined.
I just remember like, I just want like a dude. I want a guy who I feel like could just kick my ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And,
I guess that guy would be, if it was that guy, he'd be on stage doing, you know, we had Bert Kreischer on this podcast. I guess he'd be Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And he'd be a bigger, more guy, you know, like you kind of like a bull in a china shop at all times.
Yeah, exactly.
And he'd be on stage.
And then I we became kind of friends. It's basically friends and says that he would talk and I would listen.
Yeah.
And then I remember one point when he was in the film, he was interested in me for the role of Sling Blade. I don't know if anyone knows the book at all, but he was like the real popular, like real kind of just brilliant guy who just have all these one-liners.
Yeah.
And then he would describe going out to parties and just eviscerating women with all the things they said. And you'd be like, wow, these two, it's like Good Will Hunting, but like an asshole who was drunk and trying to fuck women.
Okay.
And I was like, I can't wait to hang out with these guys. And literally they were just like,
they weren't what you thought it would be.
Didn't say anything. Wouldn't talk to anyone.
I guess now in the time of like podcasts, like you can know more about the person that you follow.
Yeah.
Like back then you could hide behind, you know, the book that came out and then you do one interview that was like set up for you.
Yeah.
And now it's like you got to do like 50, you know, that's like we're going to do today. We're going to give advice.
Yeah.
I'm going to give life advice.
Exactly.
And you can't really, you know, at some point you get outed.
By the way, Tucker Max now has an advice column. Blog.
Yeah.
And not blog, no, advice fucking whatever. What are we doing a podcast? He has an advice podcast for women, for guys picking up women.
Listen,
so I don't
check
know.
It
that's
out.
Your competition.
That's well, Bill. We're happy to have you. I'm pumped to have you on. You're going to be great. We're going to answer some emails. We're going to get into it right now. You ready?
Nice. Yeah, let's do it.
Go find Bill Dawes at Bill Dawes on Twitter. He's going to be at Caroline's. We're taping here on a Monday. If you're on Daily Motion watching in New York City, it's going to be headlining Caroline's tomorrow night,
7:30.
So that is what? What's the date today? That's the 16th. So if you're in the city, you want to go check out a great show. Go check it out. This one is called Pee and Run. Hey, J-Train. So I'm going to get right to the story. I hooked up with this guy 2 weekends ago. He's pretty hot, and he's in a good frat that's really close with my sorority. So I'm there a lot and friends with a lot of guys. I didn't know him that well because he's in the grade above me, but it wasn't our first time meeting. Anyways, we went back to his room and hooked up. I don't remember much because I was so blacked out.
So this is a rape story.
Yeah, well, she seems on board with it. She seems cool.
I don't remember
it.
Getting raped.
Well, but I remember it was pretty good. And when I was left over, I left. We hooked up the following weekend because basically I didn't want it to call him a one-night stand. This time we went back to my room, and again, I was pretty blacked out. Sounds like you got some other issues. I hope this is about, go see counseling for the drinking that you're doing.
100%.
Let's try and remember the hookups, people. But I mean, I get what she's talking about. She seems pretty positive about it. And when I woke up in the morning, I rolled over and realized he peed my bed and left. He peed so much that it soaked through the sheets and ruined my mattress pad, and I had to throw it out. He didn't text me to apologize or anything. How should I react? We go to a pretty small school. I see him all the time. It's so awkward. What should I do? Have you ever peed the bed?
Well, let's just take a couple things I want to comment. First of all, it's hilarious listening to you read a woman's email with your voice, with your dude voice.
Yeah.
And second thing is, she was blackout. How the fuck does she know she didn't pee the bed? Maybe
Very
she just
point.
Discovered
Maybe
she's a squirter.
This is how she found out.
I mean, for real.
That's a weird way to find out. You just wake up and you're like, oh, I must have peed. There's too much squirt. This isn't a squirt. This is a soak.
She
By the way.
She has like a real fetish.
Yeah.
Guys, squirt is pee.
It is it?
Newsflash.
No way.
Yeah.
Bill you know how I know knowledge. This? Yeah. How do you know this?
And if any of you feminist bitches want to be like, no, it's not. There's another gland. No, you're a dumb bitch. Here's the thing. It's 100% pee because I dated a squirter for 3 years.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did it first.
The squirter thing is now gotten to myth level. Like, there are guys like people, like, you don't even know what it means. Like, I don't even know what that means. I've never been with such a girl. But I do know that, like, some guy was like, been with a squirter. And then all of a sudden, people just line up for high fives. Like, you're like, oh, well, that must have been awesome. I don't even know if it's a good thing.
It's like seeing a no-hitter.
Yeah, like, I guess it could be, the man Sam from the booth. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm, like, happy for them that they've seen that in their life. How would you describe it?
P. A girl is when you touch her, she starts peeing on you.
Well,
that's what it is. I mean, I'll show you a video I have right now.
Oh, you're going to bring up a video. Okay.
Is this bad?
Should We're on Daily Motion. Go ahead. If you're watching at home, you can kind of close up into it.
Of a friend. whatever.
So
someone sent me this a while ago.
The first time it happened, explain the squirt situation. Did it surprise you?
The first time it happened, it just kind of like, it did like a little arc, like a little, like, you know.
Where were you?
I was in her pussy.
So you were having sex.
I was kind of having sex, and I kind of pulled out a little bit, and then it just did a little like rainbow thing, and I remember,
oh,
I heard about this.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you start diving through a Wet and Wild setup, you know?
So what happened? So there's obviously a huge psychological component. When anyone who does it, they have to feel a certain way. A lot of times, they have to be drunk.
Okay.
To squirt. So, like, I've definitely been with women who are like, I need like a couple glasses of wine or a squirt, or they don't. So, so the more comfortable we got, then it just became like
the thing.
She would drink like a gallon of water before we, you know, had sex.
Oh, were you? So you must have been into it.
We had plastic sheets, rubber sheets.
No, you didn't. Really?
I swear to God.
So this was like a part of your sexual experience.
100%. Yeah, it was the sexual. It became the whole thing. We had put newspapers on the ground if we fucked.
Oh my God! Like dogs.
Like dogs.
Yeah.
It was really. And then there's a certain point where you're just like, and this is why I know, I already knew it was pee because the amount that would come out, there's no little mechanism like, it's, you know.
Yeah, I guess no one really talks about what the squirt substance is.
Doctors just published a thing saying it's pee.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the feminine movement's like, how dare you make us feel like.
How dare you, science?
How dare you, science, make us feel like, you know, whatever, victimized by our pee. But I don't care.
There's no victim in this. It's like you were like, okay, this is a part of the experience now.
Yeah.
We can call it whatever we want, but we're just going to live in this liquid.
And if she was dehydrated or it was like morning and I went down on her or something, it was straight up urea. I mean, it was like, you know.
Oh, you would smell it.
You usually can't tell.
Yeah.
Because they're drinking a lot of water or whatever, you know.
I've read that pee is actually like, there's nothing in it. Like, if you have a lot of water, there's really not much.
Exactly.
That's bad. You know?
So it's like vaginal fluid mixed with that if they're hydrated. If they're not hydrated, you're basically like all up in someone's pee.
Yeah. So, I mean, was this like a good thing to you? How did you feel about it? Like, by the last time where you're putting down, and now we have the video.
Here, just.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, I just want to make sure her. No,
I don't want to watch this.
Let's see what it looks like.
Let me see.
Well, you want me to get to the
thing? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of pre-stuff going on.
Yeah, pre-stuff.
Like,
I'll turn my volume down.
Whose video? I mean, how long have you had this video on your phone? Is there a chance that, like, you're like, Mom, check out this picture from Christmas, and then she swipes right, and it's like there?
No. I think I just... Here, let me just get to the
Well, I like that you can't work an iPhone, but you make every girl squirt.
Yeah.
No, I just want to get to the... Okay, just watch it like a grown-up.
So, he's... So what we can see from this video is this is a part of the routine.
Watch.
Oh.
And it's going to get more. Just stay till the end, guys. It's kind of like the Game of Thrones series finale. We got to see what happens at the end.
Well, here's the thing. Well, was there a point where you discussed it? Like you came to a point where you're like, "Okay, this is what we do now."
You went right for the grand finale.
I really didn't see this podcast going this direction.
I know. That's the
Oh my god. Yeah, that's P.
That's P.
Yeah. That's not even sexual.
And yeah, it's not. And I don't mind it.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, to you, maybe.
Whatever issues from my childhood that I'm okay being peed on, I'm totally cool with it.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like it's like, how dare you?
But you were with her for 3 years. So, like, you know, there's a point when you're with somebody that it's like, okay, this is our, you know, this is your thing that I love you for. You know, it's like, you know, what do you even say at that point? This is part of the sexual experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And I ended up being with a number of them. Those people. Anyway, so she might have squirted in her bed, is my point.
Well, I mean, have you ever peed the bed?
No.
Never?
I don't think
we
I
had
have.
Guys in my fraternity that, like, that was the, just like you put out the sheets and put out the rubber stuff. We had guys that did that for themselves because they would get drunk and pee themselves.
Like, that's guys, like a, I'm going to have to really put down the sheets, man.
Can you imagine bringing a girl back and being like, and just hearing like,
what is
like
that
it sounds
about?
Like you're getting into a condom bed.
What is that about that you have to like?
I think people just lose their muscle. You know, you drink so much that you lose your muscle.
Have you ever peed the bed?
I have not. So for this girl, I had a girl that I was, it was my ex, and she was really nervous to come. Like, so we had the social, this is a pee story of my own, where we had the social with her sorority, and it was right after we had broken up. So it was like a short relationship, nothing too serious. But then she came for the social, and you could tell she was very nervous to like hang out.
Yeah.
So she got very drunk, and at a certain point, she was like drunk at the social before everyone went out. Yeah. So I was like, listen, you know, I want to help you out. Go sleep on my couch, you know, so you don't walk home. Like I was doing like the right thing.
Yeah.
So I went and put her on the couch that I had with my roommate, and it was his couch. And I came back later that night, and she was gone, and the next morning, my buddy's like, dude, she peed this whole couch, and I was like, how do you know? And he was like undoing the couch, like airing it out and trying to fix it, and I like felt really bad. I never heard from her about it. There was just like this guy. There was no apology. Yeah. Like, there was no call being like, listen, let me pay for your whole couch.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of like, and to me, I wasn't like looking for that. I kind of wanted to, for me, like, you don't want to embarrass this person. Like, that happened for them. I have no ill will towards this person. Just like her. She doesn't seem like she's mad. She's more like, how do we get over this hump? My thing is, if you give him a little wink, like, no pee, you're like, you know, no pee in the pool. You know, like something like if you make a quick joke about it and then just get over it. I think of college kind of like as this like basketball team.
Yeah.
Where if you had one dude on the team that just kept yelling at everyone for when they fucked up, you'd be like, fuck that dude. Get him off the team. I don't care how good he is.
Yeah.
Kick him out.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of how college should be. Everyone knows everyone's trying to have fun and have a good time. And if someone fucks up and drives off the road a little bit, don't, you know, let them go because it may be you next time.
Yeah. This is why, here's my advice. I got it. I figured it out.
Yeah.
Epiphany. She should say, go up to him and say, hey, which is how girls start conversations when they're being awkward. And just say, wow, we got really drunk the other night.
Yeah.
And say, you know what? When I think one of us peed the bed. We were that drunk. One of us peed the bed. I don't know. Like,
kind of make it a
and
team
then maybe
thing.
He could be like, you know, I have a problem because
this is my thing.
My dad used to rape me with a spork, and now I pee the bed. Whatever
it's a
reason
weird reaction
people,
to the spork.
Whatever people pee the bed for. Whatever horrible abuse that happened.
Well, I just think like that. That's a good way of opening up the conversation. Yeah. Like, hey, what happened? One of us peed this bed.
Yeah.
Or like, here's the bill. You know, just like give him the bill, but like kind of laugh at it. I just think like there'll be a point where someone will let you off. Like if everything is fine and you guys hang out in the same social circle, you don't want to be the person like on their ivory perch. Like you shouldn't have peed the bed and everybody here knows about it.
Yeah.
Instead, you know, have a little class about an unclassy thing. Kind of pull them aside, make a joke about it, be like, I don't care. It's not a big deal. It cost me this amount. Maybe if you bring up the cost of the dry cleaning, he'll give you $50. whatever. I think you're being kind of a pain in the ass at that point.
I would never do that.
No, I wouldn't. But I'm just saying, if her problem is the cost of cleaning up the mess, like bringing in the tractors and stuff to get out the mattress, like I'm like, okay, fine. But like, listen, for every time a guy pees your bed, you're gonna puke and cry all over a social experience and like ruin somebody's night. So like it's kind of like that pay it forward mentality.
Yeah.
In college, like, you know, you don't want to fuck up that bad. Like, I'm not saying like go out like, well, I fucked up, I killed somebody. No, I'm saying like there's these small fuck ups that happen throughout college that we should all just kind of wink and put it and nod at, like 100%. We've all been there.
Yeah.
That's kind of the attitude you should have in college. It's not like you're 28.
Yeah.
And some guy came and, you know, acted like a 4-year-old and, you know, crapped your bed. It's a different story. Like, you're learning through these party moments together.
Yeah, you got to have a sense of humor about that.
Totally.
Not that.
And but I bring up that basketball thing because it's like, you have that one guy on the team that's just like, fuck you, you missed a shot. How could you miss it? You're like, why are we even playing together?
Yeah.
Like, why are you in this pickup game and why are you wearing jeans? You know, like, you don't even know how to dress for this event.
Yeah.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Bill Dawes. At Bill Dawes on Twitter. Go find him. Go support him. Awesome comic. Going to be at Caroline's tomorrow night. Here's another one. Riding into the X-Poon Saloon.
Oh, I like the title.
J-Train, need you to facilitate me getting that pussy. Story time. My ex-girlfriend from high school of 2 years just recently hit me up. We were together in high school, but shit hit the fan, and luckily, we broke up when I was in my first year of college. It's
good
a
call.
Positive experience for him. She was been in a relationship for about 2 years now since we broke up. She hit me up today, and in conversation, I could tell that shit was going sour. I played it cool and kind of shrugged it off, aka didn't pursue the topic and changed to something lighter. Okay, I'm fairly confident that if I got her drunk, such a weird
consenting,
attitude.
Consensual,
yeah, okay, consensual. Come on, buddy.
It's always semi-ripe on this show,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it's this episode. I don't know. I brought you on, and all of a sudden, all these emails. No, I'm fairly confident that if I got her drunk, we could get to the no pants dance. listen, buddy. Let's have a little talk about. Let's all get drunk at the same level and make decisions together. And yes, you should manner. So, but I don't really want to put her through that kind of, and he puts in quotes, cheating drama. The way I see it, I have two options.
Mm.
So he's got two options of
he's
his own.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to creating drama, so I could hit her up in about a week after it's blown up a little bit more, try to drive a wedge into their relationship. This guy's sadistic.
Yeah.
It would probably work, but it seems kind of tacky and might really fuck things up for the long run, aka I might not be able to make her a summertime hookup. Two, I wait it out and hope that it blows up by itself before I go back to school. This seems like the most responsible option, but I don't know if I got the time to wait. I'm leaning towards option two, but let me know what you think. Bill, any thoughts?
This is my look. I'm dropping some good advice for all you fuckers back there too.
Here we go.
This is my advice. First of all,
do you have a squirting thing to show us again?
Yeah. First of all,
that you can ruin.
Squirt is pee. That's the number one
She's
thing.
She's gonna drink a squirt. Gallon of water.
Yeah.
How about a video of an ex-girlfriend cutting her leg off? Why don't you show us that?
So here, no, here's
any period
my
videos. Yeah, go ahead.
This is my for real advice. I came off poorly in the beginning.
It's okay. You're in the stride right
my
now.
My real advice is this. My real advice is when it comes to women and all their drama, and that will exist your whole life, whether you get married or relationship, whatever your age.
It's all the same shit, different age.
Exactly. So the drama. So if she's like. All you have to do is be cool. Now, when he says he doesn't have time, here's my advice. If you're just cool to every girl that comes into your world and you don't get into the drama, you don't blow it up or cause drama, and you're just fucking cool, 9 times out of 10, they're going to come back and want to fuck you.
Yeah.
So if it's about the pussy game, like he says, all you got to do is just not push things.
Aloof guys hook up the most.
100%.
That is how it goes. You kind of be like, what?
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, that sucks so much. I'm going to go hang out with my friends. You can come if you want. We got a big crew going out. You know, like, if you put it in, you want to be comforting. You don't want to be the dude sounds like a douche guy.
Yeah.
You know, like, where's that going to take you? And here's the other thing. I totally agree. Be cool. Wait it out. Also, while you're waiting it out, The world is your oyster.
Exactly.
You know, you can go out and, you know, you got two hands to cook two dishes.
Yeah.
You know, you can be in the kitchen making raviolis with one and French fries with the other. You know, you don't have to sit there and have both hands on the handle of one, you know, one pan. You know, so I think the other thing is, too, here's what my spidey senses go off when I hear that he was in a relationship with a girl 2 years ago. And now she's coming out of her next relationship. This is a relationship girl.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, of course.
So if you're the one driving the axe through their relationship, who's she coming to first for that teary, you know, conversation and that next boyfriend? Mm-hmm. Because there are the types, girls and guys, that just jump from relationship ship to relationship ship.
Yes, and I have two theories about serial monogamous.
Okay, go ahead.
Particularly with women. One, they're obviously insecure, not looking at their own lives and can't deal with their shit, and they'll go through their whole life never having really looked at who the fuck they are.
Totally.
And number two, they love the fuck. I'm telling you, serial monogamous. Yeah, women,
I guess it's a guaranteed sex without being called
like,
a slut.
I don't want to be a whore, but I need to fuck. So they'll go like if the minute
so
they
they'll
break
take
up,
the relationship over being called a slut.
Yeah,
is what you're saying. I understand that.
Or being alone, or like not getting sex. They like need it, so they need a relationship. But
it's an ego boost too, because you have somebody that you can go to and lean on. Here's the thing: if he plays it cool and he plays the aloof card, he always has the alibi of like, listen, I'm just hanging. I'm not looking for a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, like if you assert yourself too much, it looks like you're trying to get her back.
Yeah.
Which is not the way to go. Also, I don't go back and hook up with exes. Have you ever hooked up with an ex?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've done it before. I mean, yeah, but I've done it before. That's a really good hookup. Not a good relationship. It's a good hookup.
Yeah.
When you hook up with the ex, it's just like, hey, this is where we stand now. What's happened in the past is the past. What I'm in right now, I'm in non-relationship mode, not with you. This is just fun.
Yeah.
That can be a fun hookup.
Sure.
But you have to play it right. You can't be the get her back guy. You have to be more the, I'm just here to get you to the next guy.
Yeah.
I'm the boat. I'm the skiff, the tender that takes you from this cruise ship to the next cruise ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just want to be a tender. You know, you ever go on a cruise and they have those little tender boats that just take you to the island?
You
want to be the guy that takes her from her cruise ship relationship to the next island relationship.
Yeah. And another thing is this guy who writes Poon Saloon in his subject line, he's not right for a relationship.
Let me introduce you to the listeners of the TFM podcast. Everyone will use that line.
But why are people like, well, he doesn't want to be in a relationship. Why do people want to be in relationships?
No, but he doesn't. And that's what he's saying. I think he just wants a summer hookup.
So what does it mean he doesn't have, I don't have time for the summer hookup? He doesn't have time to be nice to her?
I think he's
the logic.
He's not seeing the pussy through the pubes. He's missing the pussy through the pubes.
That's a great
possible title.
Possible title of this episode.
Title of your comedy scene.
Yeah.
Here's another thing too. I've been rejected by women like hard.
Yeah.
I've had women be like, look, I just met someone and he's just better than you, or whatever it is, you know? He's just better in bed for me, for, you know, and whatever. And they'll, and instead of me going like, you know what, and be mean, if the moments in my life where I go, I totally get it, good luck, and I really sincerely just don't like react like that.
Yeah.
They usually come back, man.
Yeah, well, that's like the purest form of confidence is where you're like, no, that's good for you.
Yeah.
You know, good. Saying like you want your confidence, like it gets, you said so many times, but the actual actions of confidence don't rarely get like called out. Like that's a move that shows pure confidence where you're like, listen, if she's like, no, that this guy's just a better dude. You're like, yeah, you're probably right. It's probably better for you.
Yeah.
And if you just say for you, it elevates you like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
Just not in your world.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the thing that's attractive because they're like, that guy really, maybe there is something going on I don't know about.
He didn't cry that I dumped him?
Hey, guys, dropping in for just a hot second to tell you about our sponsor, MeUndies.com. You got to check them out. MeUndies.com, they have the most comfortable underwear you've ever had on your body. I'm wearing them right now. They come in cool designs. They come in great sizes and colors and all that stuff. You need new underwear. I'm telling you. I can tell. I can tell just by the way you listen to this podcast. You're gross. You're disgusting. Girls look at you and they look away. You need new underwear. That's how you look better. when you take off your pants, that girl's going to go, oh, look at that dad body. And look at those undies, those me undies. Listen, they just launched their All of Me Women's Collection, a four-piece line of undies designed specifically for the female body in all of its complex, gorgeous-as-hell glory. So go to MeUndies.com and check out all the styles. And what we're going to do, since we're awesome here at the TFM Podcast, we're going to give you a deal. Go to MeUndies.com/TFM and get 20% off your first order and free shipping. Save even more when you buy a pack of them. If I were you, I'd get eight pairs. Eight pairs of MeUndies, because that covers you until from laundry to laundry. So you're never going without. You're never borrowing your roommates. You know how that is. Anybody? Anybody? No? Just me? Okay. Guys, go to MeUndies.com/TFM. You'll get 20% off, but you got to go to MeUndies.com/TFM. Support MeUndies. That supports us. Go check them out. Enjoy today's episode. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com here with Bill Dawes. Go check him out on Twitter at Bill Dawes. We're just going to bust through these.
Yeah, man.
Before we bust through a few of these, let me just remind everybody. I read a review last week of the podcast. I think there's been a few more reviews on iTunes. Go on iTunes. Give us a nice rating, a nice review. You can go to my website, jtraincomedy.com, jtraincomedy.com. Check out all, my schedule. And also you can get t-shirts that I would love for you to buy because I'm in debt for these t-shirts. and then you can go to standupny.com. So listen, if you're coming to New York City this summer, you want to see a show at the club, you go to standupny.com, use the promo code TFM, you get free tickets to any show here at the club.
Nice.
That's what they call a deal, people.
That's a deal.
So you got to, if you're going to make a trip here or you're just looking for a cheap night out with a girl, it's a great night to come out. We perform here all the time, so come out, standupny.com, use the promo code TFM. You can also go to standupnylabs.com, check out all the great podcasts here that are taped here at Stand Up New York. And let's go to this one. Last BJ ever.
Whoa.
This is dire.
Yeah.
This is why this show exists.
Did Caitlyn Jenner send that email?
This is a death row email. What's happening?
Caitlyn Jenner just being like, how should I? That'd be a funny sketch where she's choosing like her last meal. But yeah. In the form of a blowjob. She's like, well, I want her. I'm going to go with Asian.
did you see the back cover of Vanity Fair? Did
no.
you see that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous. For those listening at home, Bill just pulled up a picture of a penis tucked behind
the back cover. It's such a cheap joke.
So
but
funny.
It's a solid joke.
It's a solid joke. Can we get in on that? If you're watching on Daily Motion, you can watch that. J-Train, first of all, great work on the podcast. Started listening in college, haven't been able to stop in my post-grad years. Thanks for all the entertainment. I've got a bit of a situation I thought you may be able to help out with. My girlfriend recently graduated from college, and we got engaged.
Dummy.
Congratulations, man. Now, this girl is a 779, and I'll save you all my
rating. 779?
That's what so we have a rating system here on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's the area code method, face, body, personality. So 779, that's a pretty honest rating for your future wife.
Just don't write your wife. Don't write your wife.
That's hilarious.
Would she be happy about that rating? Of course.
I think this is his intro. Well, yes. I think this podcast is definitely his dirty little secret from her.
Got it.
I don't think they're listening to this together. 779. That's one of those things that you say if your wife ever hears, like, game over.
Yeah.
Like, you're never hearing the end of that. You think that last blowjob, it's never happening again.
Yeah.
But just know, I kicked out of my coverage here. So he's saying that she's hotter than him.
Got it.
We were dating a few years prior to our engagement. Everything has been great. However, there's one little flaw. The girl has never given a blowjob. Not to me, not to anyone. It's never bothered me all that much because the sex is still great. The other parts of our relationships are all better than I could imagine. But recently, it started to wear on me thinking I may have gotten the lip service for the last time.
Mm-hmm.
We've all talked about it a few times and she always agrees. Oh, we've talked about it a few times and she always agrees that she needs to do it and even says she wants to. And she thinks when she finally does, she'll enjoy it and it'll open her up to another chapter in our sex life.
Are they Mormon? She's never done a BJ before? Never
Hell,
done
half the time it's her bringing it up in the first place. However, it's just been that. All talk. When I ask her why she doesn't, she just says she's nervous and the sex is great now. So a lot of times she just doesn't think about it, but she has no real reason. Longer this goes on, it just feels like this invisible barrier gets bigger and bigger, and it becomes less likely that she'll get over the hump. As for me, I love going down on her and do so with regularity, and it's the easiest way to give her an orgasm. So it's not an issue of me not returning any favors. How do I get about her giving me a blowjob? Or how do I go about getting her to give me the tongue twister without ruining the relationship? Mm. This is a great question.
Great question.
Love this email.
Easy answer. Dump her.
End the engagement.
Or send her to therapy. I'm not
Game
even
over.
Kidding. If you're going down on a girl and she isn't going down on you, she fucking sucks, man.
Yeah?
She has got a go.
There's a lot of girls nodding in agreement right now. Yeah. There's a lot of girls out there that would say, you know what? He's doing everything he should be.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He sounds like a great guy. But yeah. Like, I'm nervous. He's eating you out. And you know how nasty your pussy tastes? It's like, first of all, I'm kidding. It's delicious. Tastes like strawberry shortcake. But here's the thing. If she doesn't do it, the whole, like, I'm nervous. That's like girls who are like, I'm shy. No, you're a cunt. Shy is a cover for the fact that you're a bitch and you don't want to talk about what a bitch you are.
You know what? I agree with what you're saying. Like, she's covering up for other things. I think she's covering up for the fact that it's kind of like, you know, being a virgin, like, later into your life. It becomes, you know, in the 40-year-old virgin, that movie, the idea is that it kept snowballing into this bigger and bigger thing that was more his problem than the other people's problem.
Yeah.
And I think that the same goes for her blowjob situation, is that she's afraid she's not going to be good at it, mm-hmm. which is like totally on her mind. She's afraid that, you know, she's not going to, like, you know, do the right thing or do something. She's afraid of, you know, she has this problem with, like, looking like an idiot.
So she has trust issues with him. She doesn't trust, because if she really trusts him, she'd be like, I'm not good at this. Here's your dick. Let me.
Awkward for him. I've talked about this on stage. It's also awkward for him because then he has to explain how to do it, which every guy knows how he'd do it. The problem is, if you explain it, it would sound like you've done it before.
No, this is what you do.
Yeah, just like.
You got to really work the balls. Finger up the. Oh. Yeah.
So,
I mean, right?
I don't even know what you're talking about. But the thing is, there's that uncomfort with that, but you're getting married, man. Like, you got to bring this up and have a talk.
Yeah.
For realsies, you know, like, yes. You gotta, like, sit down. I would even suggest, they have blowjob coaches, sex coaches.
Yeah.
You could go together to the sex coach and, you know, show you on the banana, like old school, like in health class.
But that's not
you don't
the problem.
Think so?
The problem is something in her fucking head.
But I think that's the thing in her head.
But it's not about blowjobs. It's about her not. It's about her being a bitch, and she needs to solve it. No, I swear to God, she needs to go to therapy.
But I'm saying, what if they went together? Like, what if he, you know, because it's...
Blowjob coach is the next step after the first step, which is going to a sex counselor or a therapist or something where she has to realize, like, the reason she's not going down with her has to do with this from her childhood.
Oh, something like way back.
Not from, I don't know how to work it.
Yeah,
I got to agree with Bill on that. I don't feel like it's... I don't think it's about the actual act. There's something going on in her head.
And the fact, I mean,
she might have had a bad experience.
Or maybe
or
he just
Who
has
knows,
a really ugly dick.
his dick looks like an anteater. Dude, circumcision. Here's the first step one, a moil. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, but I do think, like, there needs to be thorough talks. I do agree with you. There has to be some talk. There's something we're not getting at.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the guy because, like, you know, blowjob's great. It's like going for a massage, you know, no work.
Yeah.
You got your day off.
You can't be married without a wife who doesn't suck your dick, period. End of story.
And that's the thing. Like, you'll see guys that are, like, 30 years into marriage and, like, you mention blowjobs and they're like, what's that? And, like, they make that, like, classic cliche joke, which is probably true at some form of life where those things run out. So, you know, if in this form of life you're not getting that, you know, what's your reaction going to be then? Like, what are you going to feel like at that point?
Yeah, and also when you're, like, when you get in your, extremely late 30s like me,
yeah,
you sometimes you need a little kickstart Get the engine going for the sex. I mean, right now when you're 22 or whatever, however old, it's just like...
Yeah, you're just like rock at like this.
But sometimes
around.
Your girl needs to do some stuff to get things going. And if you're married for 20 years... Look, that marriage in its current state will not work, period. End of story. Either she's got to figure out how to like dick in her mouth.
Yeah.
Or...
Talk it out. I think, but also like there's this fear with men. Mm-hmm. I think all men, like, we're fucked if we do, fucked if we don't. Like, if you're too manly, you are an asshole.
Yeah.
If you're too, you know, feminine, you're gay or you're not cool or you're not you're not a man. You know, especially if you are into the opposite sex. Like, if you're gay, that's fine. But I'm just saying, like, you have to hit this really fine wheelhouse of, you know, being feminine enough and manly enough at the same time.
Yeah, you're right.
So he's obviously, the fears he has of like pushing too hard is that it sounds like, to him, he probably feels like he'd sound like he's, you know, being a dick to his fiance. He's not, you know, he's being pushing too hard for something that maybe doesn't matter. What we're saying is that this does matter.
Yeah.
There's more of a block than just your dick.
Yeah. Yeah. That her not sucking his dick shows up in their relationship in other ways is all I'm saying.
That's interesting. I agree with you. I mean, like, that is also, the communication isn't happening because she's just jumping on top and ready to go. And it's like, whoa, what about, you know, the other stuff that we want to do and, you know, we want to get into? And that means she's not saying stuff before that stuff.
Yeah.
So you got to talk it out. I think, you know, some form of therapy is the way to go. Whether that's like the blowjob coach from the Andy Dick character, or real sex, or like, you know, put in a call to Dr. Ru. I don't know. You gotta get her comfortable with the dick.
Yeah.
there's a certain percentage of female listeners or people that don't listen to the show that would hear this and be like, oh, she needs to go to therapy because she won't blow you. But
yeah.
But it sounds ridiculous, but you're right. It's a integral part of a sexual
relationship. But go together. Go together. I'm not saying that, you know, maybe there's a problem with their communication.
Yeah.
I don't think it might not. It very, very well, it might not be her alone.
Yeah, of course.
You
know, it's always two people. Yeah.
It's two to every, you know, there's two to tango. So he's got to talk that out too.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not saying it the right way. Maybe she's like, yeah, I'd probably give you a blowjob. And he's like, don't worry about it. Oh, yeah. And then in his mind,
if you
like,
want to, it's right here. Yeah. I'm just saying.
And he's being casual about it. And meanwhile, he's at night typing these letters while he sweats, you know?
Like, yeah.
Let me ask what they think of the TFM podcast. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Bill Dawes, @BillDawes on Twitter. Go follow him, support him. Awesome comic. This one's called Buddy's Sister. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, J-Train? Sorry, I have no stupid nickname for you, Jew Bear. Okay. I really need some help with my problem. Long story short, I'm 18 and a girl who I've worked with the past couple of years. She's also 22 and a total slut. I promise you she's not. Wants my meat sword. We always Snapchat and text, and she has made it clear that she wants to fuck several times. She even sends me nudes. Normally, I would jump at the opportunity and bang her, obviously. My problem is I recently became very good friends with her brother and hang out with him almost every day. I think I could keep it undercover if I banged her and no one would find out, but is it just too scummy to bang her since I'm friends with her brother? Please advise soon, because she keeps asking me to meet up. Also, doesn't seem to care about me and her brother being friends, if that helps. P.S. Love the podcast. My friend recently told me about it, and I always listen to it now and try to tell as many people as I can to listen to it. Thank you very much for doing that. What do you think he does?
These are so easy. I have the answer for all of these questions.
This is why I brought you on.
Of course she shouldn't fuck him. Of course he shouldn't fuck her.
Shouldn't.
No way at all should he fuck
her. Oh, really?
There are, first of all, for him to say she doesn't care about the brother, she's probably fucking you because you're friends with
her. No, that's the incentive.
Who
for
knows
her.
What crazy, weird psychological game she's fucking playing.
But also, like, 22 to 18, like, what does she need him for?
Now, is he best friends? He just started hanging out with this guy.
He says he hangs out with this guy, like, daily, but
look,
they just started hanging out.
If you're fucking someone's sister and you... I don't have a problem with fucking someone's sister, but, like, at least be... If you want to be a man, just be like, look, dude,
Your sister's hot.
She's texting me, man. Like, what do you think? I kind of want to hook up with
her. Feel him out first.
Yeah, and if he's like, dude, what the fuck? Because if something happens and he finds out, and then all of a sudden that relationship is, if you don't give a shit about the relationship, that's fine.
Yeah.
But who knows if he's an asshole, he wants to fight you.
Yeah, the whole bros before hoes thing, like that stupid thing. But like at the same time, like that guy, if you guys are buddies and, you know, really hanging out a lot lately,
yeah,
he's going to tee up more chicks for you than just his sister.
100%. And his sister, you know, probably, like, has friends.
The
and...
friendship will get you more chicks in the long run. You know, you got to think long play versus short play. Where do you and this girl go? Like, and he's going to find out about the texting and stuff. He's going to see her name pop up on your phone. And
if they're playing it, if they're like, oh, this is so taboo and we're being sneaky and crazy, which I get, and we've all done that to some degree.
The problem is when the sex happens, that will all be gone.
Yeah.
And then you'll be left with like the 30 pumps you did. And her being like, oh, that wasn't that. Oh, I guess that disappointed.
But what's weird about that, okay, here's the problem I have with it. He goes, she's a total slut.
Yeah.
First of all, he has a meat sword.
Yeah.
If I had a meat sword, I would just be fucking tons and tons of women. If you have a, if you can call it a meat sword, you got to be packing.
That's called I've lived at home for free confidence.
Exactly. You know? So, like, there's got to be plenty of women he can fuck. And why fuck this one woman who sounds like she might be a little, I don't know,
a little out there?
Yeah.
I think the play, and I've given this advice for similar types of questions, the play is her friends. Like, the idea, like, if she's willing to bring, like, a cadre of chicks over to whatever high school party you're having, which, listen, they're 22. They can go to bars and shit. I don't even know why she's, the fact that she's, wait, you always have to think, okay, forget
here we go.
That.
Now we're getting deep cuts.
Well, I'm just saying, you always have to think, like, you know, is it too good to be true?
It is.
You're 18, you're probably on your lifeguard job before you go to college. You call your dick a meat sword, which means you're probably a virgin.
Oh, wait, he's 18, she's 22.
Yes.
Got it.
So I'm 18, and the girl who I've worked with for the past couple years is also 22. So he's worked with her, so they probably, like, wait at a restaurant together. What's going on here?
And it's her younger brother, and he, it's all weird.
There's other things going on in her brain. So, you know, I'm thinking, like, bring her friends around. Her friends aren't coming around. She's got no friends. she's getting turned on by you. That means you're the best option. Like, you have to think, like, she's 22. She can find, you know, like, older guys that are, like, have jobs and can pay for her to not wait.
Yeah. Unless he's right and she is a total slut.
Yeah.
Which means he would be one of many. And look, I just, in my life, sex has never been so important when I'm like, oh, she fucks everybody? Count me in, gangbang. Yeah.
And your buddy and you can, like, have better fun together finding other chicks than you will pursuing this. If anything, this is just a fun thing to fuck around with over text.
Yeah.
You know, like, let it be that. Like, even that will get you in trouble at some point, but, like, you could even say to your buddy, like, she keeps texting me, I don't know what the fuck to do. And he'll be like, yeah, she's fucking out of her mind. Just let her wear herself out. And that's kind of your free pass to, like, I'll just keep fucking around with her on text and let me see her boobs every now and again.
Or he'll be like, fuck her, man, potato french fries. Do it up. Who cares?
Yeah, you know? Maybe he'll just be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com here with Bill Dawes. At Bill Dawes on Twitter. We're going to do one more email. This has been great, man.
Yeah.
So happy to have you on. This is some great advice. I thought we've learned about squirting.
Are we in agreement? I feel like we're in agreement for the most part with the advice.
Yeah, we're on the same wavelength.
I feel like you're much nicer than me.
I think I like the perspective. I think it shows that, like, you know, we're on the same wavelength when it comes to the advice. I think the last emailer, I thought you were going to go the other way on that.
Oh.
I thought you were going to be like, fuck her. I mean, I'm not dumping my fiance because of blowjobs. I think you talked that out, but I hear you. Also, we do some shout-outs. Are you on Snapchat or anything? Or other than I'm on Twitter. Twitter, Snapchat, JTrain56. You can find me on Snapchat. I do updates about this podcast. You can find out when we do Daily Motion. This is for some shout-outs. What's up, JTrain? Greek life is pretty small at my college in Northwest Pennsylvania. I've been telling my brothers about the TFM podcast, how it... It's a great listen. Past year, we won Chapter of the Year, President of the Year, and took first place in Greek Week. Among many brothers receiving academic awards, if you could give a shout-out to Kappa Beta Chapter of Kappa Delta Rho, that would be premium. Thanks, man. So KDR, the Kappa Beta Chapter of KDR, you guys get a shout-out. Hey, J-Train, your most recent podcast, you mentioned listening to your podcast when you're hungover and you want someone else to do the thinking for you. Additionally, you talked about marathons. Well, I do both at the same time. You do the talking and I keep running. I'm not running marathons, but a TFM podcast lasts for about two runs. Also, two shits. So there you go. You're the best. Keep up the great work. He says, P.S., I think PSU will be sneaky good this year. No more losing to Northwestern or Maryland. Yeah, I kind of think they'll be good. They'll win one big game. Are you into college football?
No.
I went to Penn State, so I'm...
You got to be if you went to Penn State.
I love Penn State football, but I think this guy's not a good coach. He's a good recruiter, James Franklin. So they'll win one game, they'll be like, what? I think they're in for 10 years of big win and then not doing much in like
He would probably be a better coach if he just started fucking little boys.
That's where you get all your power
from.
Hey, now. Hey, and this is another shout out. Hey, fucker, I spent my days sitting at work listening to your awesome podcast. I just want to say, well, job well done. Tired of interviewing these unqualified degenerates, so please brighten my day with tit and shit pics. The Snapchat is Micah.Cruz, M-I-C-A-H dot Cruz with a C. Keep up the good shit. So those are some shout outs. If you want to shout out, email the podcast, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. You can find me on Snapchat, jtrain56. So we're going to do one more email. Mm-hmm. Here are the choices. I'm going to give you the choices.
Oh, the choice, subject line?
Yeah. All right, aspiring cougar hunter.
I kind of like that.
Drunken mistake.
Another rape one.
Wedding etiquette. Roommates hate my girl.
Ooh. Can we get a consensus vote on this, guys? I like one or four.
Yeah, I agree with that. What was the first one? That was Cougar Hunter?
The first one was Aspiring Cougar Hunter.
Yeah, Cougar Hunter or Roommates Hate My Girl, yeah.
Yeah, oh, man.
He gave a one. What do you say? What say you in the back?
Well, is there a roommate one?
You should have been listening. We're going to do the Cougar Hunter.
What? Cougar? Okay, yeah, let's do the Cougar. Okay, good. Good call.
Hey, Jay receives trains. Okay, all disrespect aside, I love the podcast. Keep it up. Recently graduated from college, and when I was there, I accomplished the feat that everyone in college wishes they can. I had sex with my hot female TA multiple times.
I'll give him that.
Good work, buddy.
Yeah.
Claps. Give you some sorority snaps on that. She was 33 and divorced, and I was a sophomore 19, and she rocked my world. Kind of crazy to think that she had a job at Publix when I was being born. For those of you that don't know, Publix is a grocery store out of the South, so in like Florida or some shit. However, that doesn't, in my opinion, bring her into cougar territory. More like a cheetah. Yeah, I'd say 33 is cheetah age, I guess. Gotta say though, it was awesome. And while I of course love copulating with girls my own age, I definitely have a thirst for the vintage ass.
Yes.
I'm back home this summer. I like how he talks about ass chicks like they're wine. You know? Vintage ass, looking for that 55 year. Good year. I'm back home this summer in my beach town with a plethora of hot country club wives and divorcees, and I wish to embark on the post-grad cougar spree. Do you have any suggestions with getting started? Just for the record, yes, I am fine with temporarily forfeiting the fruits of my college labor and being a lifeguard at a country club or hotel in order to hopefully procure said cougars. But any info other than this would help out. Thanks a lot, J-Train. Keep doing how you do. What do you think? What is some to the aspiring cougar hunter that is out there? What advice can you impart?
Well, it's weird for me because cougars are basically my age now, so it's sort of like how to date women my age.
Yeah, how would you date someone your
age?
But
I feel that he's sort of already gotten some knowledge that most people his age don't get.
Yeah,
which is that women in their 30s and 40s, particularly divorcees, they want to fuck my money.
They want money.
They want to fuck somebody.
Oh, they want to
get
somebody.
Laid.
Oh, you know? Okay.
The older the women get, the hornier they get.
They get into it a lot more.
Yeah, and when I was 22, I had a 38-year-old girlfriend.
You did?
Yeah, for a while.
How'd you meet her?
I was doing the Williamstown Theater Festival.
Okay.
And she was a dance teacher up there.
Oh.
And I just remember when she was into it, I was so surprised. I was like, I'm 20, you're 6, 7, I think she's 39 actually. And but we date, and we were like public about our relationship.
Really?
And she, I mean, I learned a lot.
It's weird to bring it. Did you have to bring her home to your parents at all? Like, was there like ever a moment where you're like, Mom, this is Mom.
I know exactly. No,
Mom, your high school. You guys were in the same year.
I did tell my parents about her.
Yeah.
You know, because.
And how did they react to that?
You know, my mom's always like, well, I remember there was John Travolta's wife was older than him.
Yeah, you always go always to the one examples. Celebrity. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was great. And particularly and now it's like now cougars for me are women who are in menopause.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's kind of even better for me. But I think it's kind of a great idea if because I think these women are going to be more sane about like birth control or pregnancy and stuff.
They're
like that.
They've been through the dumb part of their lives. They're just looking for the in and out game. Which
he should just accept that they all have herpes, though.
Move really? On from there. That's well, I mean, you know, as far as for any hunter, you got to go where the breeding grounds are. You know, you gotta. And if he's at a beach town. You know, you got to go at every beach town. There's like the place the college kids hang.
Yeah.
And then there's the other place where people are drinking like rosé and white wine. And it's a lot of ladies who lunch and all that, you know, jazz and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to be around those things.
Yes.
You know, so you got to take a crew and, you know, get a couple guys together and go to a place like that and kind of turn it up.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be, you know, that scene in Caddyshack. Where all they give the lifeguards the caddies 10 minutes in the pool,
yeah,
and it's like all of a sudden like, and the music changes,
yeah,
and like the older woman's like, my word, you know, like you need to bring that 10 minute experience to a place that doesn't really have it, so you up the ante.
Got it. This is it. I figure it out.
Sure.
Here's the deal. First of all, there is an oxymoron in the sentence. Cougar hunting. Cougars are hunters.
Oh.
So these women...
They'll come to you.
They'll come to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how you get them to come to you. So don't like walk around like, hey, you know, don't try to pick up a cougar.
Yeah,
she's
going to
be
that.
Like, you're pathetic.
You have to put out the fumes.
You just have to bring the heat. Doesn't care who's watching, right?
Yeah.
So one way that I would say, particularly with older women, learn how to friggin' like dance. Learn how to swing dance.
Do a little dancing.
Like a little jazz dance, a little salsa shit.
Well, the other thing that like older women do a lot of the times, they'll be like, you know, if they're with a, like a group of women, which is how this is going to happen, is going to be you and your friends, and then there's going to be a group of women that have been drinking all day and, you know, are doing the day drink at the beach where they're like, well, let's get a little crazy, you know, like, and then they're going to approach you. What they will approach is that group like, what's the occasion here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's the real question that you want to be asked is, what are you guys celebrating? And then you just turn and you're like, life. And then game over. Now you're integrating the parties. And you, that's the thing. You have to, just like you're saying, you have to show that, like, you know, just do that Caddyshack 10 minutes at the pool thing where you change the music, you change the tempo of a place, and now you're giving them the party, the Cougars, the party that they want to, you know, be a part of. You are, you're kind of like looking, when you're dancing like that, you're like that hurt deer.
Yeah.
And that cougar's like, oh, I can feed on that hurt deer.
Yeah.
You know, like that's, because the cougar thing, you can't make a woman feel old. The whole point of a cougar is that you make her feel young.
Yeah.
So the whole point is that you want to show her that you can bring this fun young time to her.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to go to a woman and be like, hey, you're looking old.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do I get involved with that?
And don't try to pick up your intellectual game.
No.
Let me talk sophisticated to this
she
woman.
She wants young and stupid.
She wants young, dumb, full of cum.
Young, dumb, full of cum. Yeah. That is the way. But I'm saying, like, you are her... The thing that people get backwards with the whole cougar experience is that you think that they are your diversion. No.
Yeah, yeah.
You are their diversion. 100%. You are their trip to the beach. You are their Instagram moment.
Yes.
They are not your sideshow to show off to your friends. Yeah. So you need to be that island in the Mediterranean that can get a older woman, you know, just dreaming for her fun.
And this is what you got to remember. Those women over 30s who are single have given up on life. So you
have... Oh my God.
They, on some level, they're beaten down and they've at least been through one bad relationship or one marriage or something.
Yeah, if you're
34, 35, some shit happened.
Older,
okay?
Late, you know, later in life.
And you're single and you're going after... You're like, so some shit... So if you make her feel alive and young again...
Yeah, that's the
that's
way to go.
That's all you got
to
do.
Man. Yeah.
That's like dancing, swing dancing, shuffleboard. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Don't bring up shuffleboard. Do not. That'll make him feel old right away. Oh, what? You didn't think I want to play shuffleboard? You know?
Yeah.
Well, this is awesome. Bill, thank you for coming on. You were great.
Thanks, man.
Go follow Bill on Twitter, @BillDawes. I am Jared Fried. We're here every Tuesday. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. You can send in your questions, your stories. We love those emails. They keep getting better and better. We will be here next week. You can follow me on all platforms, JTrain56. Stick around. We're going to do some news in just a minute. I can't say life's a beach because of what you make of me. You make your own beach, so you gotta land it. Hey guys, welcome back. We got the news. You okay?
Yeah, I'm
just
good,
blow
yeah,
out your ears. Chris coming in from the booth. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, dude.
You can find Chris on Twitter at Mansamp. He also has the Mandatory Samson podcast every Friday. Go check that out. It's on Stand Up New York Labs. You can go to standupnewyorklabs.com. Check out all the great podcasts that they do here. Bill, thank you for coming on, man.
Yeah, thank you, man.
You were fantastic. That was fun.
Thanks,
I think we really fixed some issues out there for some people,
or ruined some lives.
Or ruined some lives. I think the cougar stuff. If you're a fan of the news and you skip ahead, I think that was some good cougar advice. I gotta say, I think bringing making them feel young. You don't want to go old. That's something I might work in. It feels like a bit. It feels like there's something there.
Look at this.
I have a feeling that that's what I would have done if I was like 22. I'd been like, let me show them how mature. Let me bring my glasses. Governor Perry.
Let me put on this cardigan to make her feel at home. It's like, no. She wants a guy with shitty apartment, if she's going to play that game. So go check it out. I'm so super psyched to have you on. Let's get into the news.
All right. So this is something that you brought up a couple of weeks ago, and it's now come to fruition. Men arrested for man spreading legs apart on New York City subway.
Listen, it's unbelievable. I saw this. I'm actually doing a bit about this on stage. It's unbelievable. I can't believe that this is even a thing. Like, right. I just can't believe the thing that you've heard. You know what man spreading is? If anyone.
Yeah.
So man spreading is that you open your legs when you sit down at a amount that bothers women. But then, so I've been doing this bit on stage about it, just how ridiculous it is. Like, because if you think about manspreading, the idea of it, like, oh, you spread your legs open because you think you're 1.5 women and you deserve more seat, is really what they are saying.
Right.
But no one sits that way on purpose. And yes, okay, we live these conversations too many times in extremes. Like, yes, I'm sure there's someone out there. There was a guy at a show in Brooklyn. I did a show in Brooklyn, and he yelled at me. He's like, no, my wife fucking is on the man-spreading committee. And I was like, what is... And I said, I'm not looking to fight with you, but I want to know, honestly, what's the issue? And he said that... And he was all fucking jacked up about this. And he was like, no, my wife should never have a man spread his legs to touch her on a train. I'm like, that's not man-spreading. That's called someone touching you.
Right. Yeah.
That is someone actively spreading their legs. They could do that with their arm. They could do that. You're lumping in this other group of people just to make a point that is more, crazy and like to include more people that may do this by accident.
Yeah.
Whereas you're excluding what you're doing is you're hurting the cause of predators, mm-hmm. Which we should all be against that would go and touch someone without their permission. You're taking that down a peg so that you can include more people that do this by accident.
Right. You're equating harassment with comfort, which is essentially what manspreading is at a certain point.
At a certain point. And it's like, listen, I don't sit this way because I'm 1.5 women. I sit this way because there's something between my legs that might get in the way.
Yeah.
They're called balls.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't understand how this even gets made. And it's like, the other thing is, like, you could never comment on a woman's body that way. Can you imagine if there was, like, if we were just like, well, get the fat women off the train.
Well, forget about comment.
They offend me.
Legislating against it, because that's what it is. You're actually getting in trouble.
Well, these guys got arrested, and then,
they got arrested?
Well, they
this
got...
This is also racial.
They're two Latino guys.
Yeah, so. This is bullshit. This is all fucking... Like, all for, like, one person to sit on a... ivory tower and say, see, I told you. I don't understand.
And they're arrested for man spreading.
Well, they didn't get arrested. They got a summons, and they got it's an ACD, which means that the charges against them will be dropped if they don't get arrested or like get in trouble over a certain period of time. And the cop that gave them the ticket said that sorry, it's the 26th. Like I have a quota I got to fill out, and she used this as a good excuse to give them a ticket for this.
I mean, what a mistake to use this as part of your quota. Just like, go after... Yeah. There's a million things a day I see that are wrong on the subway. Right. And they're going after people with their legs open.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make any sense.
It just bothers me because where do we go?
Yeah.
Where does this... it's slippery slope.
Yeah.
It starts with man spreading, and then it moves to, I can't adjust my balls at a certain point because that's offensive. And I just don't know where...
And it's a thing of like, just don't be rude to people. Like if there's people that need more room, give them a little more room. It doesn't have to be a thing that you name it and now it's something
we have
to keep
our eyes
on.
You know what we've let happen? And you know what we've really let happen is like we've let these people who are too pussy to stick up for themselves, mm-hmm. stick up for themselves in the only way they know how, and that's the internet.
Yeah.
So they can stick up for themselves from behind a computer. Instead of saying to the person, listen, excuse me, I'm trying to sit down,
yep.
which is what an adult does.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
they are saying,
right. Yeah.
Well, there's something I see. I'm going to take a picture of this. I'm going to post it on my blog, and I'm going to write about it, give it a fake name, and say that, well, look at, first white men have this. Now they got this. Like you know, then there's mansplaining I just heard about, which is another thing.
I saw thin-splaining the other day. It was on Salon.
That's another, yeah. Just fuck off.
Right.
Everybody, like, I don't understand where these things come from.
Well, it always, that's
Bill,
the thing.
Bill is,
I'm still like new to the whole manspreading concept as a thing. I heard it briefly about it, so I'm right. still kind of like, it's actually, I don't
there's
know
a subway sign that says, like, stop the spread, and it's two open legs.
No, is there?
Like this, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up.
And of course, there's, but it's the same thing, like, if there's a pregnant lady, stand up and let her sit.
Exactly.
You're going to legislate against that too?
You can't legislate dickheads.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you yeah. can't legislate against the guy who is sitting there with his legs open that you say, excuse me, and he goes, no, fuck off.
Yeah.
That guy's a dick.
Yeah.
You know what? There's always going to be dicks.
Yeah. And you know, there's lots of ways to be dicks on Subway. I mean, yeah. there are people who rock like this. There are people
yes.
who are like, you
and
know what
sing,
I mean?
And play their music without headphones.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And lean up against the, you know, against the pole.
Yeah.
And take up like all the hand spots on the pole. There's always going to be an
the
asshole.
The problem
you either...
with this is the feminist movement got involved. And they suck.
Yeah.
And they just come up with bullshit fucking movements that don't mean anything.
It's a, right. It just, it feels to me that we're including everybody in this, like, in this cause. So that we can, and it's really softening the real movements that should exist, which is,
yeah.
you know, stop touching people that aren't next to you. Stop touching people inappropriately. Stop, you know, getting in people's, you know, space.
Right, but that's not even a cause. That's just like you're a human being who's made it to a certain age that you could travel in public alone. You should know this shit. It's
yeah.
not, like, that's just common sense.
It's tough
obviously.
Because then everyone's going to go, well, what happens is one person's like, well, what about me? And I was touched in an inappropriate way because he spread his legs against me. It's like, yeah, but that's a different issue. That's not people sitting with their legs open.
Right, that's almost people that's just being unconscious. They don't realize they're doing
that's
stupid
a predator.
Shit, too.
You know, like,
oh, right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're mixing in the predators with assholes.
Yeah.
yeah.
Where everyone has a right to be an asshole, and even if they don't know it.
Right.
No one has a right to be a predator. So let's not mix these two groups, because you're just letting the predators get off the hook for worse issues when they're getting lumped in with the issues that don't matter. So
right.
let's go to the next story.
All right, we are running out of time. I'm going to give you an option for two stories, which one you want to cover. They're both like, huh, the world's kind of going down the toilet. One of them involves college classes. One of them involves a fast food restaurant.
I feel like the college class is going to be feminism.
It's just about like
sort.
Moving. It's changing the curriculum.
Let's go fast food.
Okay.
Just so I can think, remember the good old days when I would eat fast food.
Well, here you go. Taco Bell wants to change the game and start serving alcohol soon.
So you have an issue with this?
No, I don't have a problem with it. I think it's good. I'm just saying that. But people are going to start, what, just partying
well,
at Taco Bell?
I don't know if they're going to party at Taco Bell. It just seems like, I just feel like all these fast food places are fucking up. You know, they're trying to, like, upscale themselves. Like, you know, that's a measure to compete with, like, the smaller taco stands is what they're saying. You got to, like, I want these fast food places to go fatter. I don't want them going more like chic. I don't know why some of these fast food places like serve to the coast. Like, why are they serving right. to New York and LA? You know, just because some asshole likes having a tecate with his
yeah.
you know with his pulled pork, you know tacos, soft shells. Like, no. I want you having Dorito shells.
Yep.
You know, with French fry tacos. And, like, I want you to keep getting worse and worse. Like, why are we servicing to the guy that will have one beer? Because what they're trying to do is trying to say, oh, come have a beer at Taco Bell. It's just like you're in the Caribbean.
Well, yeah, that's yeah. what it is. It's a Wicker Park in Chicago. It's
yeah.
this one franchise. They're trying to do it, and they're trying to turn it into, like, a nightclub type of thing, where, like, it's a nightlife
yeah,
spot.
Well,
you know.
I know. This is the problem. I think we have to separate our poor shit from our rich shit.
Okay.
This is the problem. You know, like, this is a weird theory that I have. I'm going to go into it. I think there's a lot of, like, I think we have so much access to the same thing as billionaires that sometimes people think they deserve billionaire stuff. Okay. You know, like, so like, you know, just cause, like, if you look on Rich Kid's Instagram, they're sitting there with a selfie stick.
Yeah.
Selfie sticks shouldn't be $7.95. It should be, there should be three of them in the world. They yeah. should all be gold. You know, like, and there should be three assholes who have them.
They're made of Valerian steel.
Exactly. Like, the fact that anyone can have an iPhone selfie stick and pants that look like the thing that Kanye has, people think that they're in the same group as Kanye. I just think, like, we talk about income inequality. There's no such thing as income inequality when you go back, like, to the... People didn't talk as much about these things
right.
before, when you didn't see what rich people had.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
people were just, instead of, like, saying, well, they have too much money, they were like, I gotta make more money so I can have the shit that I don't even know about.
Right.
You know, there was an air of mystery to being rich, where today... The rich people have the same shit. Like, I have an iPhone just like Bill Gates.
Yeah.
I do not deserve the iPhone that Bill Gates... I don't even...
Well, Bill Gates probably won't have an
iPhone. He's got his own
Microsoft. It's a really bad example of a good example I'm giving. I'm just saying, like, you know, I have an iPhone just like maybe the best comedian. Let's say, like, I think Bill Burr is one of the best comedians alive. He has an iPhone just like I have one.
Yeah.
He sells out theaters... I do not, you know, like, so why, you know, there's less division of things. So we kind of, you know, so whenever I see like people complain about like rich people have too much, or like, you know, the people with a blog that complain about like, you know, Seinfeld. Okay. Here's an example. Seinfeld comes out and says that colleges are too PC.
Yeah.
And that turned into like a whole nother issue. You've done colleges before, Bill,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I've done colleges. You know that if you bring up a specific subject at a college, the audience turns the fuck out.
Yeah. Yeah.
They turn off.
Yeah.
If you literally say the words black people.
Oh,
whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, wait,
whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, not in getting into this joke right now. And it's this happens at colleges all the time, because you would think they're the most liberal places and the most, you know, we could say the most, you can actually say the least. So what Seinfeld was saying was very specific to the industry of comedy. And like, I'm not him at all, but I understand what he's saying. People turned it into old whitey
right.
has a problem with everyone getting progressive. And it's like, no. He's talking about one specific job that a very small niche of people have to do.
Right.
And then, so for the fact, you know, and then you see, you know, some blogger who's 23 being like old whitey. It's like, no. You don't deserve to critique Seinfeld on comedy.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, or he or she who is ever making that point is like, well, I got an iPhone just like him.
Yeah, exactly.
I got the same clothes as him. No. He lives in, owns a garage in Manhattan with all his cars level of the world.
And as liberal as I am, they can't realize that being, that actually being PC or whatever freaking is not progressive.
Yes.
They're actually the opposite progressive.
Yeah.
Talk about the progressive shit.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you say, well, you know, if you talk about a race issue and you're just trying to lighten, you know, enlighten people to how fucked up a race issue is, they won't even listen to it, you know, and it's bad. But, you know, just so that whole idea of like, we went from Taco Bell serving beers.
Anyway, so Taco Bell's going to serve margaritas.
Yeah,
and
so fuck Taco Bell. Fuck that, you know, if you're going to Taco Bell, I want to be the poor Taco Bell high kid eating a cheesy gordita crunch.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I don't want to be sipping on my Tecate. Bill, thank you for coming on.
Thanks again, guys.
You're fantastic. Man Sam, at Man Sam. Go check him out. At Bill Dawes. I'm Jared Freed, at JTrain56. On all platforms, you can email the podcast, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We'll see you next Tuesday.